This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In podcast network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Everybody, and welcome to this another episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. This is me, The Vern, and this is our unfiltered episodes. These are the episodes where I just talk about either a movie or a particular movie topic. I was going to talk about Ready Player One or Isle of Dogs, but since it was snowing heavily in my area this weekend, I didn't get a chance to see either. I am going to talk about Steven Soderbergh's thriller Unsane and get into a little bit of a conversation about Steven Spielberg and his thoughts about Netflix movies and whether they should be eligible for Oscars or not. But right now, let's go ahead and do this. Let's play a trailer for a great podcast I think you should listen to, and then I'll be right back, all right? Stay tuned.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Love movies?
Love MoviePass?
Don't know what MoviePass is?
Well, you're in luck, because there's a new podcast dedicated to all things MoviePass.
The MoviePass Pod is hosted by a father and son team,
Keith and Noah,
who love movies. We talk MoviePass news, advice, review movies, and a bunch of other fun stuff. We're trying to watch 100 movies in theaters in 2018 with the help of MoviePass. Will we make it? I don't know, but we're going to have fun trying. You can find the MoviePass Pod on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or your favorite podcast app on both iOS and Android. Our official site is themoviepasspod.podbean.com. We also have a WordPress site where you can find all our totals, movie reviews, and other fun stuff.
Listen before Frozen and Carbonite.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Hello everybody, The Vern here. Over on the site thatmomentin.com, on the podcast Game Warp, Kim and Elwood, they did a great episode about the book Ready Player One. Now, this is a book you can get now for free on Audible. All right, you get this book for free, a free download, and you get a 30-day free trial. You can try other books. Just go to the site audibletrial.com/cinema recall, and you can get Ready Player One, the book, for free. That's right. You can actually listen to the book, hear the book before you see the movie, and then you get your free 30-day trial to try out their other books. Again, that's audibletrial.com/cinema recall. All right. Oh, hey, don't forget too to check out the Game Warp awesome show. All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Here is the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. Now, one of the last movies I saw was the latest feature from Steven Soderbergh. This was the movie he shot all on an iPhone. It's called Unsane.
I have family.
Love you.
Bye. I have friends, coworkers. You can see I don't belong here.
Are you refusing to cooperate?
My stalker's here. He followed me here.
You're no different from anybody else in here.
I don't feel safe. No one's helping me.
Take your meds and move on.
No. I'm normal. I'm normal. Dead body was discovered. I'm normal.
Unsane.
Now, the movie has Claire Foy and Joshua Leonard and Annette Bening, and the story is about this girl who has been haunted by her stalker for like a long while, and she had like moved town to town, and she has a freak out because she thinks she sees her attacker, her stalker, but he's not there. So she goes to this facility to talk to someone about her problems, and they say that they can help her out and give her some support group stuff, or have her be in support groups. But she signs this paper that allows them to keep her imprisoned there, all right? So she can't leave because she basically volunteered herself to get treatment. And so she's trapped in this place. And to make matters worse, her stalker has started working there, all right? So no one believes her that the stalker has been the one that's been harassing her, because he's now this great orderly. I guess what's confusing about this movie is that the trailers and all the ads I've been seeing make it out to be that she actually may be insane. She may not be seeing the things that she's seeing. And for the first part of the movie, it does that great. But then in the second half, it just becomes your standard thriller, and you believe that this guy actually is stalking her. I mean, it does show scenes outside of her perspective. If this movie was all in her perspective, I think it would be a much better film. I think Steven Soderbergh should have talked to Darren Aronofsky, because all of his features, basically, you're seeing things through the character's perspectives. I mean, like, Pi and Black Swan, the character is working for a dream. Yeah, so this movie, I think, is a nice exercise, but it's not really perspective-based. And the whole shooting it on iPhones, I mean, it's cool. You know, it kind of gives it, like, this late 90s TV feel, and I like that. But Steven Soderbergh's very much a prestigious director, and I don't see the point of it. I mean, it's kind of cool to experiment with new things. In fact, I would love to see directors who are comfortable with one format switch over to another format. So I'm going to give Unsane basically probably 2.5 out of 5-star review. You can actually read my full review over at thatmomentin.com. But that's all I have to say about that. It's fine. The performances are good. But I don't think it's going to change movie making the way that Soderbergh says it was. Now, another thing that I want to talk about briefly before we go is that Steven Spielberg was quoted in an article saying that Netflix original movies should not be considered for Oscars. And it's gotten a lot of like controversy throughout film fans and film critics. And I kind of see the points from both sides. Alright, I don't want to have a bunch of like online movies be up for Oscars. I really don't, because I want people to feel or have that cinematic experience. And if you're watching all the movies at home, you're not gonna get that. And I know I might sound like an old fuddy-duddy, and it really shouldn't matter how movies are distributed, but I just can't buy on board of like having nothing but Netflix movies be up for Oscars. I mean, movies should actually be seen in theaters, and sometimes I think Netflix should just go ahead and bite the bullet and release their movies in theaters, even if it's just in New York or LA. Do that for like 2 weeks, and then, you know, get nominated. Sorry, I got to take a while there, folks. And no, I apologize to you about the way my mic is sounding right now, because the usual microphone that I use is a little bit busted, so I had to get a new headset. But I want to put an episode here out for your folks. The whole thing, Spielberg, Netflix, and like Hulu, Amazon, like, all right, Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, they all put together great original programming, all right? I think The Handmaid's Tale is great, but that's TV. That's a different thing right there. I guess if you are shooting stuff to actually be a film, it shouldn't really be matter how it's distributed. And if it's good enough, yes, it should probably be praised. I just don't want people to lose that cinematic experience, folks. I really don't. Certain movies just look better on a big screen. Take the movie like Annihilation. Annihilation should have been released in theaters everywhere. And it kind of amazes me that Annihilation was put out to Netflix in the UK countries, but US and China got in theaters. But a movie like Unsane that is shot on iPhones, and now it could be like a movie that like let me start my thoughts here, okay? So a movie like Unsane was shot on iPhones and is shown basically everywhere in theaters. And then you got a movie like Annihilation, which was shot on film, and it's basically been streaming at home. So I feel like those two things should have been switched around, and I realize it's a whole, like, distribution thing, and that's something that I don't know anything about. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts about that right now. This could wrap up this episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast Unfiltered. Our next episodes are going to go back to a little bit more stricter formats. I know for a fact that on our next episode, we are going to have guest Zoe from Zoba with a Shotgun and Steven from the Asian Cinema Film Club. They are coming onto the show to debate about the 2017 polarizing movie Mother. Okay? And I did promise them that whoever won the poll would win a DVD. I'm not quite sure what that movie will be yet, but I may have an idea. And then later on, we're going to be having another show where guest Heather Batsendale from the MILFcast joins, Matthew Stewart. Sorry, he's going to kill me for this. Heather Batsendale is going to join Matthew Stewart from the Simplistic Reviews podcast to talk about why good sci-fi movies, good cerebral, intelligent sci-fi movies don't do so well at the box office anymore. So we're going to get into a conversation about that and about people's taste in movies in general, and that should be a good show. We do also have a poll over on thatmomentin.com to talk about what the latest movie we're going to be talking about. So our latest poll is the movies of Saoirse Ronan, and there's a lot of like, great choices for you to go on there. And I don't have the site pulled up right now, and I don't really want to stop to look that up. But if you go to the site, thatmomentin.com, click the tab for the podcast, look up Cinema Recall. It's the first one up there. I know there's, like, Violet and Daisy, Benzantium, Hannah, Brooklyn, and I'm forgetting something else right there. But anyways, look it up there. Vote on the movies that Saoirse Ronan. That's going to wrap up things right now here for the Cinema Recall Podcast Unfiltered. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I hope you have a good night. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, Spotify even. Pretty sure there's other place right there. We're on the That Moment In Network podcast along with other great shows such as Game Warp, Asian Cinema Film Club, TV Good, Sleep Bad, and of course us. I hope you all have a great night, and I will talk to you later. Good night.